Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, everyone. Within the sound of my voice, within the sound of my vibration, the sound is crucial to vibrational rates, who are able to feel my energy now and in the future. Because depending on the vibrational rate and the tone in which the energy is sent forth determines the lifespan of it. And actually, it could propel itself into infinity. I love the reality of that for me. Depending on what type of vibration, what type of feeling, the type of knowing that you put into your tone, your word, your expression to be expressed rapidly. The sound express. Welcome to the Goddess Temple Palace. I am your guide, teacher, companion, perhaps friend. On this journey, in this space, time, the Goddess Temple Palace, I am called Opulent, Queen Mut Interet Opulent, Queen Goddess Opulent, Queen Mother Goddess Opulent, and on and on and on, and on, and beyond. I'm listening now to the birds chirping outside, and what a joy to hear this very sound that I have found to be very different. Each of the bird collective has their own tone, of which they resound sound. And that is pretty profound. That all around, each one of us has their own sound, their own tone, their own energy. In the words that they speak, when I decided to do this show this afternoon, I felt there would be someone out there who would be in need of what I had to offer. So here I am, doing what felt right to me. wanted to speak of is the sound vibration, the quality of sound, and to work on some sound tones to see how they resonate on the airwaves and how I'm doing with my tones. Well, I found that very healing and soothing for myself. Hope y'all liked it. What I did, to my surprise, was focused on different points in the body, different areas in the body, which are often spoken of as chakras. And even a few times, colors came forward for me to see and to vibrate to the sound quality. I did a show earlier today on another of my networks on BTR, which you might want to check out, because this, the message from the cards that I pulled today, is like a continuation of that. And it had to do with cutting away things, people, places, thoughts that no longer served us, that were like burdens upon us. And earlier I talked about the little things, the little tiny things, such as fleas and bees. Oh, I went outside just before the show. And in the, I have symbols on my doors and windows, which I have two more windows. I have to change the symbols, the metal symbols that I had put on there, which I should have had done at the same time. But hindsight and all that. But I went out there, and I was burning my fire for the new moon energy of today. And I heard this. Like bee sound. And I look, all the bees, they're having intercourse on the oak. And then I looked again, and I thought, is the one on the bottom alive? Because the bottom gate wasn't moving. And I felt, though, that that's what really was happening. And it made me smile. But earlier today, I had talked about allowing a hornet to live in my door, over my doorway, for a long time, to the point where the hornet became so just convinced that it was their space that they ultimately, one day going into my door, they stung me in the eye. So this is fresh in my mind today as I'm watching this, but I'm witnessing it. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm excited. The bees, which we know, at least I know, the population is dwindling because of the pesticides that are, and other things that some of these people are doing on the earth, and how important the bees are to our survival. And anyway, I'm looking at these two bees doing their thing, but then I said, well, if this bee on top is in mourning of the one on the bottom, I'm just going to see. So I, even though I had come out the door, didn't disturb them, I think I opened and closed the door, or I did something, and they moved away, and the one on the bottom flew away, so there was life there. And then they went back to what they were doing, which was creating, procreating, multiplying in the performance of multiplying on the Ankh, symbol of the Ankh, eternal life, on my door, my front door. Magical. And it made me happy to see that. But the sound, I knew it was a bee sound. And it wasn't threatening. It was, but I knew it was a bee. We all have, as I said earlier, we all have our own tones, and the animal and mineral and the creatures, all of the creations, creatures of the earth. We all have our own tone, and we are able to adjust them depending on the situation. But the essence of us still comes through our throat, through our body temple, depending on where we are coming from. And that could be intimately where we are coming from, what kind of sounds we make. Our moans, as our hormones are percolating to a vibrational rate of intimacy, such as the bees, or where we are coming from in terms of our thought process at that moment in time, or where we are coming from literally, what part of the earth, what group we come from. Because those who come from England have a particular, and this may not be a good English accent, but it is a differentiation of the way I was speaking before, have a particular way of speaking, accenting on certain letters and vowels and elimination of thus and so. And whether you come from the south with a draw or from the north, or from the multitude of dialects from the continent of Africa, there is a group affiliation as well as a individual presentation. Oh, back to the elimination of stagnation and things you don't need anymore. This time I pulled some cards and it showed me, and I could take it personally, but those listening probably have a reason to hear it, that there were some things that were like weights that needed to be cut. The cords needed to be cut. They were really heavy, heavy, heavy weights that also indicate that I, being the one, or you, carrying the sword, having the ability to cut those cords, the weight of representing me is so much stronger than the weight, and I see three being represented here, than those weights that I had taken upon myself that now it's time to release. And take that sword and wield that sword and go. And therefore, it is no longer attached to you. And actually, it appears as though the weight of these issues that I see would fall easily, because the weights that the representation of the weight, the symbolizing issues, people, persons, things fall, because without my holding on to them, they did not have the power to sustain themselves by themselves. But as long as they were attached to me or you, then I was giving them life and strength. Mm. And to recognize that I am the power source. And there's also a sickle. Oh, it's cyclical motion, but it's sickle in my other hand. So I have left and right side. I armed with tools easily accessible to me to be able to cut away the unnecessary attachment that I had chosen to experience. Don't need them anymore. And it's saying do it very quickly. Do it very quickly. Do not have mercy. Do it very quickly. Now there are three again in me, and I'm able to be of the earth as well as of the heavens. I can move within the vibrations of the earth and the heaven, and I am protected as I have let them go. And there are three now traveling with me who are winged, different vibration, who are not attached to me but are my companion. It's bringing in a higher spiritual vibration for me from you. To never forget the virtue. It's three again. To never forget the virtue that dwells within. And to remember, I and you are as the lotus flower that has so many petals, so many aspects of yourself to reveal yourself to yourself. And hold this in the forefront of yourself. That you are evolving, that I am evolving in a beautiful way. beautiful manner, and not be so rigid. Be more, be looser, looser, because as my petals open, as our petals open up, they get looser. They have to be flexible to expand so that each aspect of myself, of yourself, is able to reveal itself and share the space on the stem. Three is a significant number in this. Be careful of feeling lost without what you have been carrying around with you. Water break shall return, leaving you with still water. Well, that's my attempt. Okay, well, I guess I wasn't supposed to take a break. It's funny because I felt I shouldn't stop the flow. And, of course, the music didn't want to show, but here it comes. Okay, the message is to not regret letting go of those people, places, things, because that will slow down your progress. That will murky up the waters. And speaking of waters, drink some water on this vibration, to use the element of water. As you drink it, it sends away whatever it is. Fear is coming through, so hear that. Fear no evil, for thou art. Thou art with you. And the last one is happiness. Your happiness is within your own. Mind. Heart. Expression. No one will ever make you as happy as you can make yourself. Even in the interaction with others, it's up to you how you perceive and receive the exchange. And if you go into a situation and it's not going the way you were expecting, because life will allow you to have many, many, many variations of possibilities. And you see, because you are with feeling, you see through the eyes of mother, then you go with the flow. and you adapt. Flexibility, remember, as you are evolving, you are opening up the petals of yourself, pedaling through life, riding through life, journeying through life. The experiences of looking at life, participating, partaking of life with the eye and the knowing of spirit, then it doesn't matter which way the wind blows or which part of the side of darkness might want to show, because I am the path maker and the adapter. You know, I'm seeing, I don't know if you know what this is, but and why this is coming, there's, I think it's called Chinese jump rope, and they use string, and it's two people, one on either side, and the person is in the middle, and they're jumping in between the strings, and the strings are opening and closing. They're like in the shape of a figure eight. And you have to be able to move quickly. You have to be adaptable. And the rhythm, you have to go with the rhythm and the flow of those two that are on the other end, or you won't be successful at the experience. I'm remembering doing that pretty good, too. And having fun doing it. Adaptability, flexibility. This was my pleasure once again. I shall return very soon. Very soon. You take care of you, as I will do me. And you can find me on Facebook. Look under Opulence. I spell it OPULENCE. Ra, R-A. Enter, N-T-R. Namaste. Thank you.